Sean Kennedy is excellent. You can really rock it out. You are my special cyberpunk super terror star. Sean Kennedy really whooped a donkey's ass. Sean Kennedy, Sean Kennedy, Sean Kennedy, Sean Kennedy. Sean Kennedy is very special to me. I like you a lot in the long run. Right on, brother. You can really get in the groove. Sean Kennedy, Sean Kennedy, Sean Kennedy, Sean Kennedy. Rock up with London, rock up with Chicago. Please, Breakfast Champions.
Tonight, the United Nations goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy, who is Sean Kennedy?
Well, Sean Kennedy was just the guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world were listening to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
There are not enough of you to shoot us all. You, the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
And that intro is porn. That wonderful Wesley Willis ripoff was actually done by Sim, which
thank
is very
you.
Hard.
Thank you very much.
Very hard for a skinny white little vegan boy to play a great big schizophrenic black man. But I think he did a good job. Who actually sent us originally the lyrics for that?
Well, I didn't actually use his lyrics. I altered them a little bit, but kept the theme.
But it was.
Let me look it up.
Let me. Yeah, we don't remember.
A couple.
Sorry,
seconds.
Sorry. I should have known who was that. Who that was? But in fact, we don't. Welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show. This is episode number 49, the episode where we don't give anyone credit. No, we got lots of credit, Santa. We got all kinds of
we
stories.
We made it
to
up all ourselves.
You betcha. That was all our idea. Nobody else. Just us. You and you'll be looking for me.
Bastard guy. There we go.
That was a bastard guy. Thank you, yep. Bastard guy. So that was the idea, and Sim performed it. So I thought he did a really cool job with his. Wonderful software suite skills in order to alter his own voice to sound like a 900-pound schizophrenic black man named Wesley Willis. If you haven't heard Wesley Willis, you can check him out, but don't pay any money for CDs because really he's terrible. But
really?
he's a big fat crazy black guy, but he's kind of fun. You know, I'd like to get him on the phone sometime. I think it'd be
that would be interesting.
See if we could hook up a Wesley Willis interview. Would you get him in the studio? Would you let him
no,
in the studio?
No, not a chance. Oh my god.
I sense fear.
You'd have to sit in the floor because he'd break anything that I would have.
Much fear in
much,
you.
Much fear.
Let's see. You are free to distribute this show in any way you see fit. You can put it on tape, 8-track, CD. You can beam it around the world on shortwave radio. That
you
would
could.
Be a cool thing to do.
That
if
would
you
be
wanted
very
to do
cool.
That, you could. If anyone's got a shortwave radio repeater thing and they wanted to rebroadcast the show, that would be great. We don't have that right now, but that's okay.
No.
Going through the IRC tonight, who's all that showed up? 84 people so far. We got Capone X. SK, all these ones that are ops that aren't there.
All these irrelevant people.
Yeah, all these people that don't really matter. But Capone X is up at the top. And then there's Smokehouse, Snake, Xanaway, Pyro, African Love Turtle, Agent Mulder, Alan Non-Zero, Alpha 736, Angelica Firestorm. Now, Angelica Firestorm is one of these people who does this, like, I'm going to dress up and do...
Dress up was my favorite cartoon character.
Yeah, as like cosplay. That's what it's called.
Yep,
I'm trying to check that out, this cosplay thing. And she sent me this link here. And, I mean, it's kind of neat, like, because the chicks look kind of ironic.
Damn sexy.
They look kind of damn sexy, you know. But then you kind of get a little afraid, you know, because it's a lot of work to do just for like, a cartoon.
Oh, yeah. Like,
like a lot
very,
of work.
Very, very elaborate. Like, you look at some
like
of them. It's,
huge.
This took me 50 hours.
Oh, my God. Like, I want to make a website called TooMuchFreeTimeOnMyHands.com.
And just point to
and
all
just,
these
you know,
sites.
And have, like, all these sites where you're like, wow, that's a lot of stuff. But anyway, very, very, very cool. Apanthropy, APOC, Working, Barcode, Becky, Black Knight, Blackbreaker, One Case, Communist in the Can, Copper Top, Kyo 23, Delamorta, Delusion, Dr. Delusion, Digitalia, Dr. Maris, Dr. Stroma, Duel, Dubster, Evil James, Flip, 420, good name, Fuse, Gorka, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Hybrid Theory, Jazzman, K16, Kazuma, Kexer Remote. So that way his computers can listen, because you know they
just
like
in case
that.
He's not there.
Kindling Boy, who's getting renamed tonight. Somebody
really?
Named Loser, yep. Mary Bell Version, Mind Pirate, Napkin. Good name.
Napkin.
Sanitary Napkin, probably. Let's hope he's a sanitary napkin. Neuralize, New Wave, PID, Punk of Evil, Rat Sputin, Rose. Yay!
Rose.
I've been hanging out with Rose a lot lately.
Yeah? Is
yeah.
She cool?
Yeah, Rose is very cool. I was
excellent.
Hanging out with Rose and
the crew.
And the crew. And it was really cool. Yeah, we've been kind of bombing around stuff, so.
Excellent.
Yeah, she's super. She's super cool. Roto, Soul Raper, Sapphire Shade. Oh, Sapphire. And her wonderful top photos she sent us. Shade, Side, Sith, 001, a.k.a. Mr. Ants, Sleep for Missy, Smig Whopper.
Smig Whopper.
Smug
they're
Whopper.
Sharing. Smug, they're sharing. They're sharing the IRC,
smug,
I guess.
Oh, Smig and
remember
Whopper.
Whopper. Yeah.
Yeah, Whopper's, I think I'm naming his computer tonight, too. Sold Out, Star Baby, Stats, Tantrix, Stouty Cheese, Technophile, Test Subject, The Bug, T9 Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, Turmoil, Terrell, Sicky, oh, I'm sorry, Terrell, hope you're not too sick. Uber Cube, Up, who's sleeping? Vehementi? Venezuela. It's a type of cheese. BTM, Whopper, Wraith, Yerky, Zutsims?
Zutsims? I guess that's where he's playing the Sims. I don't know.
Ah, getcha. Soul Trance, Lieutenant Ranger Zombie. Then there's Burger, Disconnect, and Holy Hand Grenade, who have not been given voice yet, but by the time they hear this, no doubt they will have.
I'm sure they'll be able to speak. In the
they'll be able to have voice, if not given voice. Getting back to the show, what's next? Oh, yes, if you want to get in the IRC, how do you do that? Because there's 89 people there now. And
well, a lot of people know how to do it. But
apparently,
if you don't know how, you can go to the Rant Radio webpage, rantradio.com, and click on community and click on chat. Or you can download your favorite IRC server, like Sean's favorite, MIRC.
Or
go get it today.
That's, as I like to call it, Mercy.
Mercy!
Which is the only way you'll get Mercy in on the IRC. It's,
yes.
It's from the name, because there's no Mercy in this
there's
room.
No Mercy.
None.
And go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel. That's where we hang out. Well,
It's pretty bad when people are like, hey, Sean, you rock, you tubby fuck. You know, it's like, wow. And that's
is that a compliment?
That's the friendly people.
Yeah.
You know, at Smokehouse, they're like, hey, look, it's that fucking cripple with diapers. You know, it's not Smokey's fault. He's got that bowel problem. I mean
don't pick on him
fuck.
Too much.
Anyway, so, yeah. That's...
It's hard to say that without laughing.
I have a good time with that. if you want to get in touch with us here at the studio, you can get a hold of Sim at info@rantradio.com. And that's where you want to send all of your submissions and picks and stuff like that.
All the good stuff.
And eventually he'll get it up. But did you manage to get up the Tales from the Afternow covers like we were talking about last week? No, you didn't.
I did that intro thing and God damn it. And
we need that up. We need that up probably the next few days because Christmas is coming.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
this is
going
to be
that's
a Christmas
right.
present thing.
Okay. I'll do that.
So we need to do that so our people can,
I will
get,
do that.
Can get free Christmas presents out.
Tonight. How about that?
Tonight. There, we have a commitment.
Tonight.
We have. Ooh, wow, that's quite the commitment from you.
Well,
to say
I think I can
do
it.
Do it tonight.
I won't
okay.
go to sleep until I do it tonight.
Okay.
How about that?
And if it's not up by midnight tonight, then you can start phoning the 1-800 number.
No, I don't go to bed at midnight, so don't.
What's that?
Tonight extends into 1 a.m.
Oh, I see.
Right?
Okay. So if when does tonight
my
end?
Tonight.
Sunrise? Before sunrise?
Before sunrise.
Before sunrise on where we are.
Yes.
Before
Pacific
sunrise
Standard
where we are.
Time.
Pacific Standard Sunrise. In the time cube. There's four different sunrises.
Oh, my God. It's like 4 days in one.
Time cube. So that's very cool. So if you want to get in touch with Sam, info@rantradio.com. And if you want to get a hold of me.
Send all your news stories and links and stuff like that.
Lots of news stories. Wow.
People are really helping out, eh?
I've got like two personal slash dots between Trotsky's ghosts and.
You don't even have to do any work. It just comes piling.
No. Like, give me, because I've got to filter through it, because I don't actually use everything they give me. Like, I don't just put everything up.
You can't put every costume.
No, but there's another. Trotsky's ghost gave me a bunch. And who's the other guy? Oh, crap. I'm sure I'll show it up here. He always gives me, like, the best stuff ever. Is it
tonight? Well, while you
Soul think. Trance. Yeah, okay, Soul Trance, yeah. And
your personal news wire. Your
oh, my God. These guys
press.
Are like, I've often said that Rant Radio is like the world's most powerful search engine. It's like I've got the world's most powerful search engine.
You say something, they'll go find it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, we need this. And like, all these people who are like rabid internet fiends.
Clamoring with five arms and six legs across the internet.
Kind of Catholian. Yeah, you know, yeah, I like it. So it makes me feel good. That's about it.
A little warm.
So that's very cool. Speaking of feedback this week, though, I'm going to shut down this window.
Well, I'm going to say something first. Big thing tonight.
The big thing tonight.
Is the sticker contest is over.
It is?
Yes, because we're announcing the winners tonight.
We are. In fact, you're going to be announcing the winners tonight.
But not yet.
But not yet, though.
After halftime.
After the halftime music, of which we have a lot of.
Oh, yeah. So sit back and relax and listen to
and enjoy
when we get there.
Easy listening grooves. I think if there was going to be a theme for tonight's show, it's that war is bad.
It is bad?
War is bad. Just in case you're wondering. No wonder what people tell you. War is freaking bad.
If you think it's kind of cool and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, just in case, you know, you get confused and think that Rambo shit is actually kind of okay.
Playing all your video games, shooting people up.
Which is funny. I was actually reading a Soldier of Fortune. No, it's a Tactical Knives magazine.
Yeah.
And this guy was talking about it. He goes, First Blood, yeah. How exactly do you handle a vagrant wandering through your town who's got military training, concealing a massive blade on his person? What exactly should you do? Besides, you could pick him up and escort him out of town.
Yes.
And then the guy comes back into town, and when you shove him around a little bit, he goes on a killing spree.
What should you have done then?
You know, really. And I was like, wow, I never really thought about it that way. But Zathras, who I don't think is here tonight, but he might be listening.
No, he's not on the RC anyway.
Zathras was very, very cool. Last week I talked about Hackers, Angels, and Outlaws, this show on the Learning Channel that came out. And he actually taped it for me. And gave it to me.
Yep.
Which I thought was super duper cool, and I watched it and I got really, really mad.
Because why did you get mad?
Oh, it was just the whole show. It was just the biggest hand job ever. They had like Captain Zap, and it was just like so much fear and these assholes trying desperately to create it. A digital Pearl Harbor is coming, you know, and I'm like, fuck off. You know, and they just...
You can take down the internet in 2 seconds.
Yeah, you know, it'd take me 20 seconds to get onto these wireless networks.
Was it like a big FUD news report, or
what? No.
Did they have some substance to it?
No, they had some good guys on there. Yeah. It's just that the kind of, I don't know, you'll have to see it to really...
Appreciate it fully.
They pander really to mom and dad who, they're trying to make it like they couldn't have put any more shot cuts to try to glamorize it, you know.
Okay.
Pictures of lightning and thermal imagery of people typing on keyboards and guys.
If they showed a shot of the Linux screen just scrolling up with text, it'd be so exciting, right?
Well, they do that, and then they have, like, you know, this music, and you're just like, oh my God.
Drop it.
The hackers kind of thing going on there, and it's like, I'm sorry, guys, no matter how hard you try to make it like...
Was there some 3D fly-throughs and stuff? No, they didn't go that far.
No, there was some fast forward and sports cars.
Okay.
There was some. There was a guy typing on two laptops at once.
Oh God!
I thought that was pretty weak. you know, not like I wouldn't do that myself, but you know, the reason why you have a powerful laptop is so you don't need to do that. Use multitask.
That's right. Yeah, you can do two things at once.
Yeah, you know. Oh, what if he has different operating systems? Well, you can have a virtual machine.
You can
do that too. Yeah, and if you're a really good hacker, you'd probably say, "Yeah, I have all my OSs installed." You know. Of course, the real hackers use free BSD, you know, that way they're the only one. They got nothing installed on their system. And they don't even...
It's goddamn stable, though.
I mean, this thing's about as stable as a fucking rock.
You can't run it.
I don't even know how to log into this motherfucker, but it's
going... But it never goes down.
This thing never crashed, man.
How time? 5 years.
5 years. I've been looking at this login prompt now.
Thinking hard. I don't...
Oh, yeah. It's all. Oh.
And if my voice is sounding really nice tonight.
That's right. If it is.
Because I'm on my new Shure 58A.
Which he bought with the money from my old microphone, which I'm not really too sure how that works. How
it's for the studio, man.
Oh, for the studio.
It's for the good of all.
Right. The good of all Sumerians in the world.
It's only to be handled by professionals. You see, I'm holding it 6 inches from my mouth at all times.
That's right. Yeah. You know what you can hold 6 inches from your fucking mouth? Put this 6 inches from your mouth. Anyway, so the hacker video, that was not to downplay the fact that he dropped that off for me, because I thought it was really cool, and we're probably going to rip it for all sorts of...
You'll probably see it in SKTF.
Oh, yeah, because there's so much hokey shit in there that I'm sure Sim is just going to love it. There's some good stuff in there.
Oh, yeah?
There's the dude who's for the Electronic Frontier Foundation, who smoked way, way too much weed. He used to write for the Grateful Dead, eh? And, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Hey, yeah.
Like lyrics or
yeah.
What?
I don't know. he wrote songs. He wrote songs for the Grateful Dead. And he did up this internet credo, and it's on there, and they got the music in the background. And
Manifesto.
No. It's a new one. It's the Internet Declaration of Independence. I haven't actually heard it, because I got up and I left the room because I was getting really mad. And
yeah,
my buddy was watching
him,
so I had to, like, walk away and...
Just walk away.
Just walk away. Leave the video and walk away. I was getting really fucking mad. But, so you'll be seeing that. Tales from the After House, some feedback I got. Tales from the After Now role-playing game. As a footnote, do not eat McDonald's before you do an internet radio broadcast.
What's happening?
I went for a combo number 5, the double cheeseburger combo, because everybody knows that combo number 5 is bang for the buck, the best combo you get at McDonald's.
For your money.
You get the combo number 5, you get some extra barbecue sauce. You put the barbecue sauce on the double cheeseburger combo.
Yeah.
You put the fries inside the cheeseburger so you can choke the motherfucker down, and you eat them. This makes the pain stop, okay? Yes, it's a gut bomb. Yes, I'm helping destroy the rainforest, but I'm hungry, so fuck off, all right? That's kind of how it works. But, you know...
And every time you eat a burger, Sim cries.
And every time you eat a burger, Sumerian cries. Yeah, that's just great. You are the Virgin Sim. the Holy Mother of Sim. Oh, Holy Sim. Wait a minute. If I created Server,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And you got me online, does that make you, like, Father of Server? Does that make you get that?
I don't think I'm ready to handle that position.
Oh, you'd be a bad saint anyway.
I would.
You would be.
I debunk myself.
You debunk.
I do not exist. And then a puff of smoke, Sim disappears.
Sim disappears in a puff of logic. So anyway, I got the tales of the app now. The story that will just not go away.
we keep coming back.
Oh yeah.
On a side note, no.
I mentioned all. Like, just in the last one about, you know, because I'm a gamer. Everyone who doesn't know that, they know it now. I can't really say I'm a gamer anymore, because I haven't gamed in fucking forever.
Well, then you were a gamer.
Well, people stopped that.
It's in your blood.
Well, 10 years of my life. I mean, that's what saved me from the, you know,
it's all about
sticking
time.
Needles in my arm. But the thing is that when I was a gamer, they stopped letting me play in the games, eh?
You're just too damn good.
No.
Or what?
No. I was a little controlling in the game. You know.
Everyone, we will go this way.
I think we should go this way, guys. Why? Because it's fucking stupid, you know. And you know, you do the hardcore dungeon crawling where you're like, you go into town and you don't buy weapons because you can't buy certain weapons.
Right.
When you're just a first level guy.
No.
So I got to be a master.
You won't be able to pick it up.
So you go through all the other shit, like you go buy oil flasks and a 10-foot pole and tie the oil flasks to the 10-foot pole with a torch on the end. You're going down the thing, and if anything comes down the hallway, you just smash the oil flask against the side of the dungeon and it sprays oil.
Oh,
in there,
man.
And your two archers both fuck the guy from like 20 yards back, right?
You're just too prepared.
Well, enough goddamn dungeon crawls, and yeah, you get used to it. One or two of those cloakers fall on your head, and that's pretty much
it. So the GM's frustrated with you because you kill everything that comes at you. You're fully prepared.
Yeah, and I had a problem with sometimes playing in character, you know. I mean, no matter how much I tried to justify it, the fact remains is that, you know, there's never been an elf who's ridden on top of a stagecoast down, you know, the Tolkien forest going, yeah, call him out, I'll bow fuck that guy from here. Elves just don't do that. So, unfortunately, my role-playing, you know, needed some work. But, I mean, you know.
Okay. You got a little hard with this. Like, yeah, I did kill him.
Well,
that would kill him. The GM said, no, you didn't kill him. Yeah, I did kill him.
You know, okay, you killed him. And it was just, you know.
Arguments ensue for a couple of hours.
And then, of course, you get into the horror thing, and then you're trying to play, like, a fantasy game, and this huge horror motif. And it just doesn't work. So, it didn't really work. But anyway, I'm a hardcore gamer. I love gaming. Role-playing games are the shit. They're the reason why I'm still alive. So people were talking about Tales of the After RPG. Now, role-playing games, gaming nerds, which I'm a premier member of the Gaming Nerd Clan, are pretty goddamn opinionated in gaming systems. Like, there's two kinds of gamers.
We read that out last week.
Well, there's power gamers, right, which is the Palladium crowd. And then you have, like, the... Well, actually, no, there's three. There's the power gamers. There's the method actor gamers, guys who want to, like, get right into their characters and, like, cry. It's like acting.
Right.
And then you have the detail gamers, like, you know...
take 5 hours to
like, my buddy
shoot.
Centaur, who's, like, plays Middle-Earth role-playing game, and the charts they have there are not accurate enough, so they make their own chart systems.
It's insane.
Where you need a slide ruler just to take 5 steps down the goddamn hallway. I believe in a high-speed, you know, kind of game that's got a lot of combat, because you're there for combat, you know, it's kind of like gambling.
And story.
Yeah, it's, you know, you got to have story. So I kind of like that sort of thing.
And
so,
I really like the way you GM, because it's like a story. You're involved in a movie, almost.
Well, yeah, that's where I got my basis for my writing. So, I got this letter back, which was about the Tales from the After RPG. Hey, guy, listen, I heard about the Tales from the After RPG that one guy proposed, and the reason I'm writing this email to you is twofold. One, the reason that guy who sent the email was pissed at you is this. The Wizards of the Coast, a vile and demonic corporation, is bought by Hasbro, which is interesting. Whether you know it or not, Hasbro is led by a group of Scientologists.
Oh my God.
Which makes me go, are you serious? Because, dude, who's the guy who actually sent me that? WalkU, Chaos Overdrive. If you can, give me some links on that. If you can prove to me that fucking D&D was bought up by Scientology, I'll be, like, really upset. Whether you know it or not, Hasbro is led by a group of Scientologists. Furthermore, the D20 system is not open source. In the popular sense of the word. If you actually look at the whole licensing agreements, there's quite a lot of royalties that go back to Wizards of the Coast. The second reason, I'm currently working on a gaming system called Synthesis. Synthesis is a system that uses the underdog dice for most games.
Okay.
The D4, D8, D12.
The underdog dice.
Yeah, underdog dice. Further information on this system will be given along to the link of the website I'm working on when I'm done with them. Okay, cool. Just a friendly email from a concerned GM, Chaos Overdrive, a.k.a. WalkCube. P.S. Call Cthulhu D20 sucks the monkey's uncle. If you ever want to see the whoring that a D20 does to games, get the book. Great pictures, nice layout, but horrid system.
You know what? I think there'd be more fighting about this Tales from the After Now game than there would be developing the Tales from the After Now game.
No, because... Like,
now we're going to use this system. Now, like, that's this one's more... This is
well,
better.
Like, every GM worth his salt, because I've GM'd for the last, 5 years. I, of course, have my own role-playing system that I've been working on, like every other goddamn GM out there.
Of course.
More role-playing feedback. Dear Sean, I heard on your show last night that somebody's considering the creation of Tales of the After Now RPG. The crazy thing is about 2 weeks ago, I was telling my friends I'd like to do the very same thing. I'll get to the point in this email just a bit, but let me introduce myself first. The following bits probably aren't interesting to put on the show, so don't feel obligated to do so. Don't tell me what to do, fucker. I'm a graphic design student in college, but in my spare time, I've always been fascinated with game design. I've written some material in a range of role-playing games, such as Ken's Cozy D&D Revamp Hackmaster, Eden Studios Zombie Survival Horror RPG All Flesh Must Be Eaten. I'm liking this guy already. Eden Studios Survival Art All Flesh Must Be Eaten, and Atlas Games' much-praised postmodern occult action horror game Unknown Armies. So this guy sounds like he's probably right up my venue here. My claim to fame, if you can call it that, is writing one of the best fan-made web supplements to White Wolf's World of Darkness line, Zombie the Coil, which is interesting.
Cool.
And then there's the link right there to the thing he did. So this guy's like,
okay, he's right into it.
Yeah,
he's got a website.
He's fucking hardcore. Which I'm like, I'm really really cool to meet this guy.
So
he's
published,
really,
I guess. Then,
White Wolf has acknowledged this site as saying, wow, this is the best thing that anyone's done for. Yeah, so it's kind of nice. While the best fan-made RPG supplement is a dubious title, I'm quite proud of the game. No shit, guy. I know the guy who wrote Vampire Vancouver. Like, check out the site. This
pretty
is
extensive.
Yeah, it's not a weak thing. Like, fuck
no.
Guy. That's pretty serious, dude. Still, I wrote it several years ago, and admittedly clunky in certain areas, blah, 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 blah. You know, he's
really, really like, extensive.
That's fucking huge, guy. I know exactly. Which brings me to my point, and finally. It just so happens this time I'm working on a new RPG book that's sort of an anthology of punk subgenre role-playing worlds. By punk, I refer to the proliferation of post-cyberpunk prefix punk genres that have popped up last few years. Steampunk, dieselpunk, biopunk, and so on. The game worlds I'm hoping to include in the book, tentatively titled Punk, Worlds of Wonder, Danger, and Filth, have a certain mix of originality, cynicism, danger, wit, and playability, and I find very desirable in RPG. I was planning to do it all in my own world first, and letting others create their own accompanying punk website, along with the sub-punk genre realms. The book would be the O-Punk, foo punk, psy punk, cron punk, and others. It goes on and on and on and on, here. But this.
All these names are very, very cool.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. I'm just, I don't know how much here. However, struggling with glaring with having cyberpunk with blah, blah, blah. So, essentially, without going on, because he goes on for about three more paragraphs here, he talks about how he really liked the world for the cyberpunk genre, which, and unfortunately, he didn't actually sign it with his pseudonym, so I don't actually know what his pseudonym is, so I can't actually give him the credit.
You just put his real name there?
Yeah, and I didn't.
Well, maybe it's on the site. Everyone can see the site anyway.
Yeah, so very, very cool guy, and the fact that he would even, you know, he wants to...
It says Gobi, and it says Zombie the Coil, so...
Yeah, Tales from the Afternoon was a breath of fresh air in such an environment. Recycled creativity, tale that definitely has wonder, danger, filth, and bundles. It would make a very cool role-playing world. A few weeks ago, I started planning out an Afternoon RPG. And he didn't want to mention it too soon because he didn't want to... I don't know, I think people are really concerned that I'll snap out on people for that. Which, this guy has an idea, though, because he's... You know, anyone who's done any serious role-playing stuff, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
It is, it's not like intellectual property, but it's like it's somebody else's idea.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be like, yeah, I took your painting and I fucked with it, you know.
Put a big red line through it. Is that okay?
Yeah. I'd be really interested to see what this guy would do once I put the website up.
Yeah.
And once he gets a hold of a couple of my books. Because, buddy. Yeah, you can do what you want with Tales of the Afternoon. Shit, go right ahead. And you want some other content, I'll hand that off to you. But what you're going to want to see is you're going to want to read my horror books. That's what you're going to want to do.
Because yeah, wait for that.
Because it
then
went,
take a look. Because,
and that's coming fast. I'm going to be handing out a date soon. Not tonight, but soon. I'll be actually handing out a date because I've got a guy set up who's going to host for me so I can handle serious bandwidth, which
cool.
is nice. Yeah. So very, very good. CyberTech's going to probably help me out with that.
Sweet.
Very, very nice. So, again, everyone who's very interested in the Tales from the Afternoon role-playing game, I do have my own design in mind for role-playing games. If people want to do some stuff and use some of my ideas in their role-playing games, please feel free. Just give me credit. That's fine. Another piece of feedback on the DVDs. Remember we were talking about those recycled DVDs and everything?
Filling up the landfills, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
DVD feedback. Hey, Sean, not sure if this is under classification of disposable DVDs, but check this out. I rented a copy of cheesy-ass movie based on super cool concept Reign of Fire, which I did saw.
That's the dragon one?
That's the Dragon's Take Over the Earth.
Right.
Yeah, which I really liked.
Cool concept. Hey. I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's good.
Recommended?
Movie.
So-so?
Yeah, you know, get drunk.
Okay.
You know, get drunk. It has some certain cool features in it.
Because when I heard about it, it's like, wow, that's a cool concept. Dragons come back and go...
Yeah, a lot of everyone who's ever played in My Fantasy Worlds, that's a really funny thing.
Modern versus past.
Well, yeah, because that's how I got into doing horror role-playing. It's just like, oh, okay, what are we doing, Sean? We're doing fantasy. Oh, okay. Okay, well, all these worlds have, like, elves and stuff, and everybody's happy, so... Everything's dead. Sauron won. We're all living in ashes. Yeah. So if I'm doing a post-apocalyptic game, it's like, okay, dragons took over the earth, and everything's now run by dragons, and they eat the ashes of the world, and we're all just trying to survive. You know,
wow.
And most of my friends who like playing science fiction stuff didn't want to play my games because they're too bleak.
Yeah.
Because you can't really do really good bleak without getting into horror. That's why Tales of the Afternoon. Tales of the Afternoon, I was like,
The one I was playing in when you were GMing, and it was
which
like,
one was that?
We were in like a wasteland. It was in Langley, and it was barren, and we were
That's right. It was one of those games where it's one of those role playing games.
It was fucked, and there's nothing left. And
what happens there was it was just all the time barriers came down, and everyone was like, people were like eating each other and stuff, trying to stay alive. It was just like, good horror stuff. Just walk away. Anyway. I rented a copy of cheesy-ass movie based on super cool concept Reign of Fire. Anyway, this DVD has a special feature. It allows you to register your DVD with the distributor of the film. What the hell? Of course, in the accompanying text mentioned by doing this, registers or owners/borrower of said DVD have the ability to have the DVD replaced if anything happens to your disc, providing the DVD wasn't damaged by user abuse. I.e. uses a coaster, frisbee, or IUD, intrauterine device, or watching the film too much. The registration has to be done through your PC. This does mean that the film distributor will be able, the registration has to be done through your PC, comma. Does this mean that the film distributor will be able to read your hard drive and find out what illegal stuff is on your computer? What do you think, Icarus? I'm going to go out on a limb here and say no. I don't think they will be able to read that. But it's getting to the point now with me where I'm going to have, like, a computer that I you know, do my downloading on.
Do stuff on, and that's all it does.
And then what I do is I run a wireless access point from my cable modem, which has my, like, built-in firewall, which takes care of 90% of your problem anyway.
Yeah.
And then you have your storage computer in the attic that no one sees the wires going up to, so when the cops kick in your door, they take your desktop, but it doesn't touch shit because all your stuff's stored in the attic in a, it looks like a hidden little case.
Like, not computer-like.
Yeah, so they can't find it because it's wireless. So unless they rip apart your house looking for something with cables connected to
it, can be triggered to destroy itself.
Yeah, you could do it with a Mercury switch. You could do it with a Mercury switch, or you could build a laptop case out of a microwave, or build a computer case
within a microwave.
Within an actual microwave, and then you just have that thing microwave on a UPC. And when and you build the whole thing together, and that microwave gets jerk jiggled, whatever.
So when they cut the power to your house,
It won't actually. It has to be moved. If they move it, the Mercury switch goes off. You pick it up from Radio Shack, the UPC. It'll allow it to burn, and they'll have to open that microwave. And if you weld it, you build it right, it'll be 10, 15 minutes before they can get that open.
Yep.
And half the time they'll be going, "What is it? It's whirring. is it a bomb?
We gotta get out of here."
You know, 45 minutes later, the thing's sparking like a motherfucker. You're not gonna. The guys on the forensic lab is like, "What am I gonna do with
this? We don't know what was in
here. Are you out of your fucking mind? Where did we get this? Orville Redenbacher's computer or what? Get the hell away from me, all right?" So, Icarus, I don't think that it'd be something, but I would exercise caution anyway.
Definitely look into the end-user license agreements of everything now.
As a rule, I generally don't register shit. No. As a rule. Even if I buy it legitimately, which I can't remember the last time I did that. But
because they want to get information from you. That is the only reason. You still have your warranty, whether you send in the warranty card or not.
It's like, essentially, register. Be our whore. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
So
they'll send you crap.
They'll
sign you up for everything.
And more than that, I like it when they try to make you whore your friends, too.
What, do you have friends that are interested in the same products?
Yeah.
Please sign up. Send your emails. Their emails.
I remember back when I was like a brand newbie. This was in 1998. I was in a bootlegger, knew nothing about computers, and I sent Sim an email from a bootlegger computer.
I'm like,
and he's like, "You fucking dick!" I'm like, "Wow, guys, just saying hi." And he's like, "I'll kill you!"
I'm like, "Why are you freaking out on me?"
Well, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know. But
I'm
anyway.
Like, "Oh my God, Sean, I'm going to kill you.
Now, bootlegger knows where I am. Not like bootleggers, like the major, you know, source of darkness.
They're sending genes to my house.
It's fucking terrible. Oh my God. iPod nuttiness. Got this feedback here. Okay, here's a fantastic concept. I was browsing the iPodHacks.com, which is all about the iPod and their hacks. Here's a link for it. And notice the story about Apple selling a limited edition celebrity engraved iPods. The four celebrities you can have signatures laser engraved on your iPod include Beck, Madonna, no doubt, and Tony Hawk. How fucking odd. Now, why the fuck would you want to have any of these bands sign your iPod? I don't know. Why the hell Tony Hawk is on the list, I have no idea. But I followed the link on iPod to the Apple iPod site, and then they give the link there, too.
Okay.
And sure enough, halfway down the page is a blurb about celeb iPods, expecting to get a picture of one of these ridiculous things. I arbitrarily clicked on No Doubt, and it was directed to the official page, nodoubt.com.
Right.
And the top of the banner is, "Send a No Doubt text message." Which, of course, I was like, "What the fuck is this?" and had to check it out. The link does a pop-up and resolves to this other link here. We're putting all these links in, which is a form text message. Spam your friends and get them to request their new song on MTV, fucking TRL, so you can make the number one slot. This amazes me. So being naturally curious, I thought, hey, what the fuck? So I typed in my cell number because I'm too curious for my own good and received this hilarious propaganda message that begins with, "No doubt wants you, blah, 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 blah." Incidentally, there's a form option for "I don't know my friend's carrier," which I've selected out of laziness. And as a result, I received roughly four or five variously styled messages, all formatted in different characters. Known fact, most Verizon phones can get text messages from anywhere anyway. I've sent myself a virtual postcard before, testing the limits of my Motorola 120C's flash memory. I just thought you'd find this entertaining and disturbing yet at the same time. And that was from Alien Binary, he sent that in, which I thought was interesting that Verizon phones can do that.
Yeah.
I don't really do much in the way of freaking on the show. I mean, we actually don't really touch on hacking. Because that we want to stay on the air.
Yeah. there's other hacking shows on Rant Radio. They can cover that.
That's true.
And we don't know a hell of a lot about it. We know a little.
Usually when I do stuff that's teaching, I'm not usually They'll be like, hey, guys, check this out. I figured out how to make a bomb out of your fucking Commodore. Check it. This will kill everyone within four blocks. And then the CIA's like, oh, he's doing it again, sir.
Yeah, put a flag on that one again.
Yeah. if they put, like, I'm sorry.
DEFCON 2.
I've got so many goddamn. Did you know that they have that? The cyber computer security guys, they have like a DEFCON level.
No, really?
I swear to God, they meet every morning and determine what the world's internet DEFCON level is. Oh, it's
depending
so gay.
Depending on how many hack sites
you
that were that day
God,
or whatever.
Get me work there. I'm an internet cyber security guard. They watch the bandwidth every minute of every day. Like, how boring is that?
I think the internet's a collective mind that all works together, and we're all going to attack at once.
There's a surge coming down the pipe. It's moving with the sun. It's going right now. It's heading towards China. It's coming from Japan.
Tracing it now through the satellites.
No, I'm serious. That's in there. That is in there. They do that. I'm like, oh, my God.
And,
I'm going to be sick.
Yeah, we just watched Sneakers again last night, and we're really scared again.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody get, fucking...
So they're tracing the signal.
It's just bad.
You got about 20 seconds.
You got about 20 seconds because they can make those jumps. Angry Drunken Dwarf sent me a message saying, Sean, just wanted to send greetings along. Love the show. Hope it lasts forever. I'm working on an idea for...
So do we.
I'm working on an idea or show for the show, thinking it might be right up your alley to rant about. So thank you, Angry Drunken Dwarf. And a fella Agent Insurgent, also known as a Panthropy, sent us a good media sharing article that's definitely worth a read, written quite well, with components that are understandable even at any intelligence level.
Even ours.
Except maybe the religious fanatic level, as a fanatic is often too much for them to handle. There's the link. I'm inclined to let you know that rantradio.com does not appear to be functioning through a server, though a server is responding to ping echo requests at that address. Yeah, what happened there?
We had a little trouble on the weekend on Friday and Saturday, and it came back up on Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Inky was away, so he was not able to be informed about it. But we're back. We're all cool. We're fully functional again. The stream was only down for a couple of hours. I brought that back up. All the web pages were foxored for 2 days.
That's not cool.
No, but it's all cool now.
Okay.
So everyone can relax. Yeah. Thank you for messaging me and telling me, because I didn't know, actually, until somebody told me.
However, I'm sure you've known it for a while, now as I first noticed this yesterday. I've since run down the standard is it on my end troubleshooting routine. Thank you for doing that. By the way, Sim and SKTFM, I wanted to share that Red Radio, inclusive but not exclusive to the SKTFM show, has played a part in reminding me to keep growing, doing, and learning at a time when I had all but succumbed to the daily grind that we all know and hate. Thank you both and everyone else responsible.
You're so welcome.
You're very welcome. As a matter of fact, that does us a lot of good.
It does. We like to hear that.
What's that Latin phrase? It's not Latin. Actually, you don't know this. You're fucking... You don't even read.
I read Adbusters and 2600.
You don't
Calvin
read.
Calvin and Hobbes.
You just read propaganda for our side. That's all you read.
That's true.
You just read our own fucking party propaganda. What the hell is it? It's like a Gaelic... Don't let the bastards grind you down. I know, like, this is like one of those remote quote things that I know half the fucking IRC knows this.
Maybe if you give them some, maybe they can look out.
No, they'll find that. I think it's Gaelic or something, or it's Roman for don't let the bastards grind you down.
Don't let the bedbugs bite you.
No, it's about not giving up, essentially, is what it is. Now, we're at the halftime music point, but before we do that, I'm going to ask if you have anything to say.
Well, let me just bring it up.
Whoa, who's the chick on your desktop?
Somebody.
No. Who is that?
It's a porn star.
It's not a porn star.
Legit.
Yeah. What do you mean it's a porn star?
Eva Major.
That's Eva Major?
Yes.
What's Eva Major look like normally? I'm going to do a search on Google.
I'll show some to you.
No, I'm still going to do a Google search on you. You like Eva Major or what?
Oh, yeah. She's got black hair.
Well, I
got
to have the black hair.
Nice skin tone.
Well, while you're doing your thing there, I'm going to look for Eva Major.
I've got nothing. I got nothing. Maybe except for the sticker contest and the music that we're going to be playing at halftime. Coppertop, send in. You're not going to find it there, I don't think. Just look for her website. She comes up right away.
How do you spell her name?
That's right. Yeah, just go to web. Go to web. Search. Do a search. There you go.
Okay. Woo-hoo. Working on Eva Major. Oh, hot Eva Major picture galleries. There we go.
So, Coppertop, send in a new piece of music. SKTFM Fix Fuck. And we got a band sent in a CD to me. Which is always nice when I get free music.
Oh, really? They actually sent you the CD?
They sent me a CD. It is somewhere around here.
Oh, now I'm in pop-up hell.
And I don't have a pop-up controller there.
Oh, you suck.
Sean's looking at porn.
Yeah, it's totally not my
and
fault.
Like 5,000 pieces of it.
Here they come. Oh yeah, you know it's good. Luckily for me, I
told you I'd show it to you.
Luckily for me, I've done this before.
Oh yeah, look at. Oh yeah, look at it go.
Okay, so we're good. It. Okay.
The band name is Boole, B-O-O-L-E, and we're gonna play two songs from them. America In Line, America Grandstand. That's one, the first song, and Thanks for Playing with Us. It's the second song.
Cool.
Off their newest album.
And we have two Roger Waters songs from his album Amused to Death,
yep.
Which actually is quite funny because I know that because I was talking to Rose and she's requested this album for Christmas.
Oh, it's a very, very, very good album.
It's probably one of the greatest albums I've ever heard.
Very quintessential album to get.
Yeah, I would say this
if you can find it, grab it.
Buy it. I would actually go buy this album because Roger Waters is the shit.
Or
I would
download it and send him a couple bucks.
Or send, yeah, Bob, download it and send him money. But this is a very, very cool. There's two songs from this, The Bravery of Being on a Range and Watching TV. And anybody who can play guitar, after you listen to Watching TV, does it almost purely with guitar. Not a lot of musical accompaniment. There's some After Effects there, but you'll want to learn this
beautiful
on guitar.
Song.
It's just an awesome. Like the guy's one of the greatest. Between him and Leonard Cohen, he's probably the greatest lyricist alive today.
Okay,
I think.
For people out there who don't know, he was in Pink Floyd.
That's right.
We
haven't
mentioned that yet.
That's right. Yeah, he was in Pink Floyd, and then he left, and he went out on his own. But all the shit from The Wall, Dark Side of the Moon, Final Cut. Wish You Were Here.
He's the guy with the crazy voice.
Yeah, he's so good. He's so good.
He's got the soul.
Yeah, I totally dig Roger Waters. He's the shit. And this album came out when Operation Desert Storm was going. And being as history is repeating itself, his songs are oh so poignant for the time. And it goes really, really heavily with the news stories coming up after the break.
And the songs I'm playing are related to like the
news media.
Twin Towers collapsing and the new war.
Which is going back to our theme of tonight's show, war. Is bad.
What is it good for?
Absolutely fuck all. Say it again. Okay, so.
So we're going to go Copper Top's thing first.
You betcha. Let's hear it.
Go to Boole, and then end up with Roger Waters.
You betcha.
Okay.
Bye.
Everyone bow their heads. Needle through the balloon. Time passed. Fucked up, fuck, parents fucked up. They got my hands on a computer. Copper Top. Stronger, computer. Normal people, great. Copper Top. You know my guts up. Fucking normal people. John Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. Well, she fucking signed herself up. Never in the fucking thing. Billy's fucking brave. That's why Billy's not here today. And I'll read from this burning Bible, you little shit, you little motherfucker.
Dog.
This is our new friend, hun.
Oh my god, it's Lisa!
Well, she fucking signed herself up.
You cheap fucking bastard.
Billy's fucking brave! That's why Billy's not here today!
This is the most fucking cool thing ever. Looking out of the desert, you can pick up a pipe. White tank and red cane sticking out of the desert floor. Open the Bible up. Fire comes out of the fucking Bible.
Billy's fucking brave, but my Billy's not here today! And I'll read from this burning Bible, you little shit, you little motherfucker!
Dog.
And there's fire coming off the page, and it looks fucked up.
that's the coolest shit ever. Because all you have to do is get one of those. They fucking snap out. Monkey never dies. Dude, you should be ready to start. A little bit of voltage might set your fucking brain straight.
Well, I smell weed.
Anyway, sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you for the weed.
You've got mail. Goodbye. Welcome. 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 You've got Ashcroft. Goodbye, freedom. You've got petroleum. Goodbye, internet. Welcome, terror. Goodbye, internet. Welcome, terror. Goodbye, internet. Welcome, emergency. Goodbye, election. Welcome,
McCarthy.
Goodbye, safety. Welcome,
McCarthy.
You've got jail. Welcome, savior. Goodbye, peace.
America in line.
Goodbye,
world. America in line.
Goodbye, peace.
America in line.
America. Grandstand, 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 grand, America. Grandstand, 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 grand, America. Grandstand, grandstand. You've got Goyim.
America in line. America.
Germany.
America in line. America.
Nazi. Germany.
America in line. America.
Nazi. Germany.
America.
Nazi. Germany.
Nazi. America.
Nazi.
Germany.
Nazi. Convenient. Disaster.
Calculated depression. Propaganda. Newspeak.
Grandstand.
Nazi.
Germany. You've got
Nazi history.
You've got deja vu. Welcome, Bush. Goodbye, peace. Welcome, disaster. Goodbye, freedom. Welcome, dynasty. Goodbye,
life.
Welcome, Satan. Goodbye, savior. Welcome, occult. Goodbye, future. Welcome, fantasy. Goodbye,
logic.
Welcome,
nationalism.
Goodbye,
humanity.
Welcome, savior. Goodbye, peace.
America in line.
Goodbye,
world. America in line.
Goodbye, peace.
America in line.
America. Grandstand, 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 grand, America. Grandstand, 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 grand, America. Grandstand, grandstand. You've got Goyim. Fuck Ashcroft. Fuck terror. Fuck Ashcroft. Fuck terror. Fuck grandstand. Fuck savior. Fuck petroleum. Fuck
propaganda.
Fuck
America.
Fuck coalition. Fuck
McCarthy.
Fuck fantasy. Fuck jail. Fuck
abortion.
Fuck
depression.
Fuck
history.
Fuck
Orwell.
Fuck emergency. Fuck Bush. Fuck
nationalism.
Fuck Bush dynasty. You've got choice.
Temporarily. Worship life. Worship
Satan.
America
in line. Song done. You've got truth. Goodbye.
Across the country, every airport in the United States has been shut down.
They did not lash out. They did not strike first and think afterwards. Their very deliberation is the measure of the seriousness of their intent.
Oh man, what the hell are you gonna give it? We were watching TV. Watching TV. We were watching TV. Watching TV. Square, lost my baby there. My yellow rose and her bloodstained clothes. She was a short order pastry chef and a dim sum guy from the Yangtze Tideway. She had shiny hair. She was the daughter of an engineer. Won't you shed a tear for my yellow rose, my yellow rose, and her bloodstained clothes. She had perfect breasts, she had high hopes, she had almond eyes, she had yellow thighs, she was a student of philosophy. Won't you breathe with me? Oh, my yellow rose, shed a tear for her bloodstained clothes. She had shiny hair, she had perfect breasts, she had high hopes, she had almond eyes, she had yellow legs, she was the daughter of an engineer. So get out your pistols, get out your stones, get out your knives, cut them to the bone. They are like the ends of the grocer's machine. They built the dark satanic mills, the manufactured hell on earth. They bought the front row seats on Calvary. They are irrelevant to me. We were watching TV. Watching TV. We were watching TV. Watching TV. She wore a white bandana, was it freedom now? She thought the Great Wall of China would come tumbling down. She was a student. Her father was an engineer. Won't you shed a tear for my yellow rose, my yellow rose, and her bloodstained clothes. Her grandpa fought old Chiang Kai-shek, that no-good, low-down, dirty rat, who used to order his troops to fire on the women and children. Imagine that. Imagine that. And in the spring of 48, Mao Zedong got quite irate. And he kicked that old dictator Chiang out of the state. China. Chiang Kai-shek came down in Formosa. And they owned the island of Kowloon. Shells ran across the China Sea and they turned Formosa into a shoe factory called Taiwan. She is different from Cro-Magnon Man. She's different from Anne Boleyn. She's different from the Rosenberg and from the unknown Jew. She's different from the unknown Nicaraguan. How superstar, how victim. She's a victor star, conceptual angel. She is different from the donut and from the
Kangabono. She's different from the Aztec, but from the Cherokee. She's everybody's sister. She's symbolic of a measure. She's the one in 16 million who can help us to be free.
Because she died on TV.
Okay, Joe, now that we're right back, I actually really dig that album. That's from the, but those songs from the first chunk there, the upbeat stuff, for
pretty hard hitting for most of our
fan base here, who, you know, have the attention span of, you know,
cheese.
I can see that one, but that whole Roger Waters album, by the way, if you didn't dig those last two songs, you won't dig Roger Waters or any of that stuff, but they're very poignant to what's been going on in the world right now. And there's actually been a lot of stories that have been sent in to me that, you know, every week I say, yeah, it's scaring the shit out of me. But now it's getting, like, normally what happens is you get a few stories that are scary, and then the next week nothing happens. And it's just been consecutive over and over and over again. How
it seems to be building, like, more and more.
Yeah.
Every week I see it in the news. It's like crazy.
Yeah, just when you think it couldn't get any worse. And Trotsky's Ghost, who I know was grooving on that, on those tunes, I know he was at the end of the show tonight. We're going to play another one after Come Join Us. So if you like it, stick around. It's a song called It's a Miracle, which is very, very, very... Adbusters and that kind of thing. So, and Trotsky's Ghost. That's a special thank you to Trotsky's Ghost and Soul Trance, who are like pretty much my own personal little miracle, because they're the guys who send me all these stories, and I probably wouldn't be able to give you guys as many links as I do without Trotsky's Ghost and Soul Trance. So huge props to those guys, and I'm going to dedicate that song at the end of the show tonight to them. So he sent me a bunch of links here, and he goes, here's a good article on increasing corporate crime and government tie-ins. And this is pretty... I just was... You know what? I've done so many links. I was wondering if I posted this one yet.
Oh.
Conspiracy Digest.
Another show?
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't think... If I have, oh well. If it's a double, oh well. Whatever.
You need to read it.
Yeah, and there's another good opinion piece on Bush here. And guess what? It really is about oil. That's what, and why?
No,
why is there other people don't believe what I say, believe when I say that? There's a link about why the war coming up really is about oil again, just like it was about a war on oil the last time. Now, there's also a lot of stuff. A lot of people don't really understand the Jews. Okay, you say Jews these days, and you're like, "Oh shit, Sean, you're talking." You said Jew. You can't say Jew.
Anti-Semitic. Hey, Jew.
You know, no, they're Jews. That's what they are. I mean, you know, it's not like calling them niggers or something. They're Jews, right?
Yeah.
So here's some interesting articles on Zionism that he sent in. I haven't actually checked these ones out, but it's pretty interesting stuff. Now, my particular take on the Israeli-Palestinian thing, me personally, okay, is kind of like, I think everybody fucks with Israel too much, but I mean, Israel has been doing some violent stuff, but in my experience, it seems to me that, you know, when you've been fucked with that much, yeah, guess what? You're going to kick back pretty hard, and it's not nice, and it's not a good thing, but, you know, welcome to war, and welcome to the real world, buy a fucking helmet, you know what I mean? So that's kind of where that's at, but good old Trotsky there, he sent me this note here. No, neither side of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is entirely in the right, which is true. The Israelis illegally kicked the Palestinians off their land, forced them into camps, then the Palestinians react in entirely the wrong way, using deadly force against women and children, and then the Israelis overreact by using rocket attacks against ghettos. On both sides, there's people who maintain a large power base that is continuing violence. Now, the thing is, though, is that let's not forget that Palestine invaded Israel to start with. But then people go, no, Israel was awarded the land by the UN at the end of the Second World War. So it kind of goes back from there. I draw the line at when, like, if everyone had just not attacked Israel during the fucking Six-Day War.
Yeah.
Because what happened there is three nations attacked Israel, and Israel fucked everybody up and took some of their land. And we're like, hey, give us our land back. Now, fuck you. You jump me. I'm going to kick your ass and take your wallet. That's kind of how that works. So I'm kind of siding with Israel. It's interesting to note that Israel is the most vocal war hawks on the ultra-conservative... the most vocal war hawks are the ultra-conservative Jews who don't have to serve in the military, which is always the case of this guy. Like, no kidding, if you don't have to serve in the military, of course you want war. While the moderates and liberals do and die for policies they oppose. I'm one quarter Jewish myself. This is from Trotsky's Ghost. And it's my belief that Israel is one of the many abused stepchildren of the globe who has grown up to be a child abuser herself. But that's just in my opinion, which is true. I mean, there's no doubt that there's war things, there's bad shit going on. I mean, I almost want to just nuke that entire fucking region and turn it into fused glass.
Start
because,
over.
Because there's no other way you're going to do it. It'll never end.
Everyone
you know?
Wants it, and they'll all fight to the death.
Yeah, and because it's holy ground, and it's bullshit. You know, God does not care about dirt. Okay, thanks much. Here is an extremely good documentary link on Israel and the American taxpayers. And how much money the government actually gives to Israel. And, you know, you can decide how you want, but wow, we give those people a lot of money. A lot of money. Great, we're giving the religious zealots more power in this country than ever. Just what we need. More fundamentalists on all sides duking it out. Muslims, Christians, Jews, Hindus, all preparing to carry out massive genocide. Just you wait and see. This, no doubt, is in reference to the new legislation that's coming in, which is allowing religion to have very serious roles, which I'm going to talk about a little bit more later, but okay. Bush has signed in some laws here. And on the good news, though, Clear Channel is in trouble. Yay! Which is good, because, well...
They had way too much power.
Yeah, they had way too much power.
They control everything you see and hear.
Now, what is Clear Channel?
It is a big, huge conglomerate of media companies. And they control, in some markets, 100% of the news media.
Oh, wow.
And so you only get one side of the story, the Clear Channel side of the story.
Wow, that's really bad.
Yeah, it's kind of frightening when they control everything you see and hear.
That's not what the news... That's why we're here.
That's right. Here's
a good picture of Donald Rumsfeld and Saddam Hussein meeting in 1983 discussing the reopening of diplomatic relations and weapons sales. And they look like they're best friends. Isn't that interesting? So just before you get all crazy about, you know, we got to go bomb Iraq. I mean, Saddam's a nutbag, but, you know, there's a lot more reasons. There's a lot of bigger nutbags we should take out. there's an article that says if there's another terrorist attack in the U.S., that there will be a total public support for the IO and other freedom-denying actions. Which is true. If there was another massive terrorist attack, fucking, that would be the nail in the coffin. No one would.
You'd begin to
be
all your freedom.
We would start to be persecuted. I can see that. And I got stories tonight that are going to make
you shut down like
it'll
that.
It'll be worse than it is. Which, believe me, with the stories I've got tonight, it's really bad. It's really, really bad. And look at that. The CIA is organizing another coup in Venezuela. And what do you know? They have oil. Wow. Look at that. Wonderful, wonderful need for the filthy black ichor, which spurs on our war machine. And how about we let those same weapons inspectors inspect the U.S. weapons of mass destruction? You know, damn, I thought that was an original idea, but someone else beat them to it.
Who will police the police?
Yeah, so here's an article about that. And who actually does the CIA really work for? Here they helped conservative terrorists in Italy take power circa 1977. I mean, what they're doing here is it's all about protecting the politicians' interests. And the politicians, of course, work for companies, for money. So it's all just a big clusterfuck, which is why, I mean...
Well, they'll shake their hand one day and shoot them in the back the next.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about what they're doing at any given time.
And, you know, if you wanted to see that in action, I mean, it is about the corporations. Woody sent me this. And Gap workers not only work in appalling conditions, but have been physically threatened when trying to form a union. So if you think that... If you think that it's kind of, and that's from Behind the Label.
That sounds like a cool
site
name.
BehindTheLabel.org, very, very cool. And they talk about a lot of this kind of stuff. It's talking about the Gap. It's talking about the
exhaust. It would be very interesting to go through to see what the different companies you buy from are doing.
Yeah, very, very much so. And here's another one, too, which is NoLogo.org. That's a very similar type of thing where it gives you the background of the core political state. Because we've talked a lot about the politics, but those politics don't exist without money, because money makes the world go round. I'm really sorry, but it's the core political state. Okay. So, you know, it's an interesting thing that we have coming now with all these protests and that.
There's so many protests, I lose track.
There is. I'm not a big fan of protests.
It's frightening how many protests I don't hear about.
Oh, of course. But the protests are useless. You're never going to accomplish anything with a protest.
I know.
Yeah,
they just don't like it.
They just don't fucking care. Okay, they plan for it now. So it's kind of...
Yeah, they have the police ready.
So you gotta kind of come in under the radar, and that's all I can really say about that without sounding really bad. But, I mean, you can't really think that any of this stuff is new. I mean, everyone... You know, we talk about pollution and the way the corporations are doing stuff. Did you know that in 19... 19- 1952. Yeah. A killer fog set into London, killing hundreds of people, set by pollution caused by coal factories. It killed 52. Hundreds. 1952. There's the link for it. You can check out pictures. They got pictures there.
Wow.
Of this fog that's like thick black fog that was killing people because no one could breathe.
They didn't really care about pollution back then. They're like, oh, it's good. We're pumping out.
Yeah, you know, good industry, the smell of industry. And, I mean, you look at some of these photos, and it's just fucking gross. But those who do not learn from history are destined to repeat it. That's why that link is still there. And the big thing that everyone's going with is the coming war. Everyone knows that Bush is preparing for war with Iraq. Everyone knows that. We know that.
They'll get it one way or the other.
And right now he's stalling. And he's stalling. Do you know why he's stalling? Because the person who is in charge, he's hired someone to market the war. If you're going to market something in the, if you want to sell something in the spring, you market it in the fall.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
We are going to go to war after Christmas. If you go to war before Christmas, that's bad. Okay.
Because time it right.
No, it's true because people are, you know, they'll miss their families.
That's true.
So after Christmas, very unpopular. Spring. Feeling good, we're going to go to war in the spring. You think I'm kidding? Quote me on it.
I bet you could look at past wars and time them out, put them on a little graph.
Never mind, I'll just prophesy right now. I prophesy that this spring we're going to war.
Yeah.
That's how that works. You betcha. Oh, fuck yeah. We'll
be live on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Best primetime show ever.
Oh, you betcha, man. And they got the guys who did marketing for it and everything. What would they sell? They sold...
I bet they're selling commercials right now for the war.
No, they hired the person, who sung Uncle Ben's Converted Rice.
Yeah.
She was the CEO in charge of marketing for Uncle Ben's Converted Rice.
Yeah.
And there's like I saw a quote from Colin Powell saying, yes, she sold the rice, but you bought the rice, didn't you? And that's what we need. We need someone who can sell this war. And that's what he said. And that's exactly what it is. And from Transistor, he sent me this link saying, Bush stalling for his war for political reasons is irrelevant. He must stall anyways in order to position enough troops in the region to make full-scale attack quickly. Besides, there are already numerous psychological warfare operations taking place, as well as targeted attacks by U.S. patrols for violation of the no-fly zones. The war has already started. It's just not officially declared, which, of course, it is. And there's a link to antiwar.com, which gives people, you know, all the information that they need. Because the Internet, I mean, wow, has that ever bitten them in the ass? I bet if they could do it again.
Yeah, try and stop it. It's a little hard.
I bet they wouldn't do it again if they had a chance.
No.
I don't think anyone we should... Talk about protesting. How about if you were to wear a t-shirt that says George Bush is bad and then you go to fucking jail or get sent home from school? Like this kid, Tim came across a link in a forum post that he frequents from Story. I'm not really sure how the worst things can get from here and how bad everything can get. This kid wears a t-shirt that is protesting against Bush. Two kids alert the principal, who then alerts the FBI. Who then alerts the Secret Service. At that point, the principal is patting himself on the back for a job well done, and the two students believe they've done their job. After all, Homeland Security starts at home. It's kind of funny that the initials for the Secret Service is SS, and there shall be no dissension. Here's a link to it.
Yeah,
kind of scary when a kid wearing a fucking t-shirt gets treated like a presidential assassination threat, because that's what they said they treated it as. Oh, and... Don't talk bad about Bush either, from Justin. A man was sentenced. He was sentenced to 37 months in prison. Okay? 37 months in prison. A U.S. man who talked of burning Bush before President George W. Bush visited South Dakota in 2001 was sentenced on Friday to 37 months in prison.
It's an offhand comment.
Talking about how God speaks through a burning bush.
Yeah.
He's making fun of the guy's last name in a funny little colloquialism. When the guy, even still, like, okay, whatever guy, I think he's probably gotten the point not to fuck with you. But no, you're going to go to jail. And he got off light. You know why? Because now George Bush, thanks to legislation, can kill you.
Nice.
As Americans begin their third year of Supreme Court order political occupation, Bush has signed an impressive new executive order. You may be surprised to learn that it grants him the right to order your execution. No judge, no jury, or lawyer. No chance to prove your innocence. One stroke of George's pen and bang, you're dead.
It says he just signed it in, so this is on the books. It's
law, yeah.
Wow.
So George Bush could go, you know what, Sean Kennedy, that's really nice. Fuck you, guy.
Yeah.
And legally, the guy can kill me.
if we're in the States. So hopefully Canada doesn't comply.
Oh, yeah. yeah, we'll stand up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. If that Sean Kennedy guy to the States, then everything
fucking,
will be fine.
That lazy-faced cocksucker prime minister we got would hand me over that border faster than my feet would touch the ground.
Well, that's perfect wartime legislation. Shuts up anybody that steps out of line.
Don't step out. Don't do anything bad. Don't do anything bad. And FBI, now the internet's being used by the FBI putting wanted pop-up ads. Hey, have you seen this guy?
Really?
Yeah, the FBI is using pop-up ads. However, just when you thought it was going to get very, very despairing and you're almost considering hiding yourself in the bunker again like I do at the end of every show, Cool Cat has showed us that there might in fact be a god. It kind of follows up on that human chip implant thing. Check it out. I think you'll like it. It talks about how, in fact, those people who are doing the chip implants,
yeah,
they're getting plagued by lawsuits. Everybody's fucking attacking them. There's problems. So their chips aren't going in properly. Everything's fucking up. So the whole chip implementation has kind of turned to shit. And they're being sued for fraud and a bunch of other stuff like that.
Really?
Yes, it's bad.
They're just putting pieces of plastic under.
So check it out. Very, very interesting stuff. Very, very interesting stuff. Now, Soul Trance, of course, sent me in another huge chunk of stuff, which talks about Bush signs his faith-based executive order. Here's the link for it. President Bush circumvented Congress to advance key pieces of his diverse faith-based initiative. That scares me. Thursday, including one that lets federal contractors use hire-only people of certain faiths.
Yeah.
Oh, are you a Jew? I can hire you. Oh, are you Christian? We can hire you. Oh, are you Muslim? We can hire you. Hoping to involve...
Faith-based? Is that really necessary?
No. It says here that you can discriminate by religion now.
Oh.
Hoping to involve churches and other religious organizations more deeply in government efforts to address social ills. Let me read that again. Hoping to involve churches and other religious organizations in more deeply in government efforts to address social ills. Let's talk about the separation of church and state. Thank you. Bush signed executive orders aimed at giving those groups a leg up in the competition for federal money. Are you Christian? Great, you get more cash. He announced the changes in a speech to religious and charitable leaders in a meeting here. If a charity is helping the needy, it should not matter if there's a rabbi on the board or a cross or a crescent on the wall, said the, or a religious commitment in the charter. The days of discrimination against religious groups are just because they are religious are coming to an end. Yeah. So, there's. What do you say to that? I mean, just when you think it can't get any worse. Bush has said that, we're going to stop wildfires and forest fires by cutting down the forests that fuel the fires. And this is to suck up the logging companies. Yeah. There's big wildfires here, so we've got to cut these huge swathing paths and parks to make sure that the fires don't burn the forest down. So we'll cut them down to stop the spread of forest fires.
That sort of works, but how big of swaths are you talking about?
It doesn't work. It's a big fucking scam in order to get them to cut down old growth. Thanks for coming out.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Which is being very busy, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a busy guy doing all this stuff.
Yeah. 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 And what else we got here? We got state officials look into the internet sales tax. Oh, I love that. That just sounds good, doesn't it? Suffering depleted coffers and unwilling to seriously trim spending, state-level politicians once again hungrily eye internet commerce is feeding through to satisfy their appetite for new revenue. Only problems of taxing across a multitude of jurisdictions and federal disinterest in acting as super tax collector for the states stand in the way of a national feeding frenzy at the taxpayers' expense. If they start taxing internet transactions, everything's going to turn to shit.
They don't have a chance. Like, you can sell anything anywhere.
Guys,
it's the world.
Yeah, not only that, but guys, like, e-commerce isn't a big enough fucking problem as is. I don't think they need more taxes. Thanks for coming out.
Let's shut it down with taxes. Good idea.
And look out, North Korea has revived a nuke plant in Seoul, South Korea. North Korea said Thursday it will immediately revive a Soviet-designed nuclear power plant. They're safe, and they never fuck up. The United States suspected it was being used to develop nuclear weapons before it was frozen in 1994. The dismayed South Korea urged its neighbor to reverse the decision. With a bitter winter ahead, the North Korean foreign minister spokesman said his country has no choice but to reactivate the reactor and resume construction of other nuclear facilities to supply desperately needed power after the U.S.-led decision last month to suspend annual oil shipments to them. KCNA, the North State-run news agency, quoted spokesman but did not name him. Interesting. Interesting. So we're withholding oil from North Korea. What do you suppose would happen if, say, the Saudis withheld oil from us?
I mean, that's good to start up some shit.
Oh, and Bush has made the smallpox vaccine available in the United States. Here's a link for it. And here's a link to what it does to you when you get shot up with the stuff. There's some wonderful JPEGs there. They're a little disgusting.
I remember this story.
Warning, warning, warning.
Because he said he'd get shot up with it, too.
Did he?
Yeah, he said, I'll take it, too.
Yeah, and I'm sure he will. After agonizing for months, President Bush has decided to make a risky but effective smallpox vaccine available to all Americans, beginning with the military and health workers that should be frontline defenders against a bioterror attack. Bush will announce the program Friday, and shots are expected to begin January, a senior administration officer said Wednesday. Shots will be mandatory. Shots will be mandatory for about 500,000 military personnel and recommended for another 500,000 who work in hospital emergency rooms because they can't tell them to do it because they're not in the military.
Yeah.
Serious security holes have been found in Microsoft's virtual memory. Here's a link to it. A serious security flaw in Microsoft's virtual machine. A serious security flaw in Microsoft's virtual machine found on most Windows PCs could allow an attacker to take over the user system.
Woo!
Wow, you got rude on me. Good for you. Microsoft's VM is being used for running Java applications on Windows PC. Comes most Windows and Internet Explorer versions. You can check this out here. It's good to know on an exploit about what's going on. Now, that kind of freaks me out that we can actually be destroyed. Now, bear in mind, though, if somebody does try to take you over, now they're a cyber terrorist and Bush can kill them with his pen.
That's right.
And you better not talk about it bad, because if you do, you could go to jail for fucking 3 years.
He's got us from every angle, really.
Like... wow. Wow. You know?
Burning bush, burning bush, burning bush.
How much more Gestapo do you really want? I mean, that's... there it is.
Yeah.
You know?
We can take you for anything you say or do or think.
You're not to talk against the government, Roger. Like, holy shit, Batman. I'm sure George Orwell has probably hit about 7 billion RPM right now in the box because it's,
Prophecy.
Oh, yeah, totally, man. I'm just, freaking me out.
Yep. One week at a time, break down the American public so they don't even know it's coming.
You know, and I'm sure that, I wouldn't be surprised if there was another terrorist attack. I'm going to go way out on a limb here.
Yeah.
I bet you there's going to be another terrorist attack.
I think so.
No. Hear me out.
Terrorist.
There's going to be a quote-unquote terrorist attack on the United States.
Yes.
Where there's going to be some damage done. There's going to be some people killed.
Yeah.
But it'll be kind of an odd target.
Yeah. It won't be, like, devastating like the Twin Towers.
It won't be economically devastating.
Yeah.
It'll kill some people. It'll do some damage. Yeah. It'll piss everybody off.
Yeah.
And we will have news footage of it like you have never seen.
All the angles. They'll have the cameras set up well beforehand.
Yeah, I bet you that'll happen.
Maybe it'll be like school.
It could be a school. Could
people off. Children die.
Could be a lone gunman.
Yeah.
Could be someone. Could be a bomb.
I
think it'll be a bomb.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a bomb.
Yeah.
It'll probably be a bomb by a school, probably a low-income school.
Yeah.
Probably in a black neighborhood.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say a school in a black neighborhood is going to get blown up.
Sounds about right, I think.
In an inner city. Inner-city black neighborhood school is going to get blown up.
A big city.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like L.A. or something like that. As a matter of fact, I'll even say the coast. I'll even say it'll be on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And it'll be an inner-city black school. That's what I'm gonna say.
West Coast, because they didn't get it last time, so you feel threatened from both sides.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
and then they
L.A. then.
Yeah, I'll say L.A. Yeah. And that's what. And of course, it won't be terrorists doing it. It'll be the government blowing up its own people so they get the support.
That'll be the nail in the coffin to
Nobody will say shit after that. And if you think I'm full of it, if you think, oh, Sean, that's crazy. No, the Brits did that.
Yeah.
The Brits did that with the Irish. They got warnings for bombs that were going to go off. They didn't pass it on to their people, so the bombs went off. And, the IRA killed all those people. That's how they
built. So by either doing themselves or not preventing it.
Not warning them. They knew they couldn't stop the bomb from going off, so if they warned people, they just held back the warning.
Right, yeah.
It's a sick world after all, so there's not much you can do. Not much you can do with that. So that's our Illuminati news. Moving on to the Lost World news. So just when you're afraid of, the old boys club killing you, don't fear. Yes, in fact, you have many more things to be afraid of than just the Great White Council and the Masons killing you. You have to worry about ancient dead mummies coming back to life and eating your head. Yes, in Lost World News, we have Imhotep. A team of British Egyptologists have identified the oldest tomb in the Valley of Kings, solving the long-standing mystery in the burial place of the pharaoh Amenhotep, which I actually kind of, it's not Imhotep, it's Amenhotep.
People mispronounce
a strong contender is founder of ancient Egypt's most famous necropolis, Amenhotep I, from 1525 to 1504. Oh, wait a minute, what the hell? BC. Oh, right, because it goes backwards.
I'm like, whoa.
Wow, the dude only lived 21 years? That sucks, of course. He's known as a warrior pharaoh and for his military exploits. Of course, a lot of people know he was also a sorcerer. Recovered in 1881 in a mass grave of royal bodies at Deir el-Baha, and his mummy is now kept at Cairo's Egyptian Museum. Very interesting. I wonder what will happen with that mummy. I wonder, since now they've violated his tomb.
They don't like that too much.
And another lost city has been found under the ice. On Mars.
What?
On August 29th, Richard Hoagland of the Enterprise mission released a paper describing the results of their month-long analysis of an infrared image received by the Mars Odyssey space probe on the Cydonia region of Mars. Cydonia is that spot where they talk about where the famous Mars face is.
Oh, okay.
And released to the public Arizona State University on July 24th. Simultaneously, Hoagland made an appearance on Coast to Coast with good old Art Bell to publicize his findings. During the appearance, Hoagland alleged that a second image was passed to the Enterprise mission team, Associate Keith Laney, on July 25th, which differed substantially from the original image downloaded from the ASU website. Hoagland went on to claim that the image showed a city buried under the ice of Cydonia. The second image was alleged to have come into Laney's possession by ASU staff, specifically redirected him the image showing the claimed city. So that's very interesting that...
These are pretty crazy pictures.
Yeah, they are pretty
crazy.
Like
if you stare at it long enough,
well,
you can make out the squares, which is the city.
Well, you gotta kind of sit back and go, okay, well, if you know anything about Cydonia, there's some fucked up
Look!
Shit.
There's a city there.
Well, no, of course not.
Yeah.
But there's certain things that when you know anything about geometry, I mean, I don't know either way, but I've heard arguments on both sides of the fence. There's the obvious argument is, what, you guys are on crack.
Yeah.
Okay? Then there's the other side of the argument that's like, where the guys, you guys are on crack, fuck you. And then the school people go, no, see, the way geometry works, there's no symmetry in nature.
Yeah.
You don't have perfect balance.
Pretty random.
Yeah, so why is there perfect geometric shapes?
It just doesn't happen.
We're not saying there's aliens there. We're not saying they're going to come and kill us. I'm saying there's aliens there. They're going to come and kill us because, after all, we have to be aware of the dark gods that are out there trying to destroy us. George Bush is a pawn. You got to know that. George Bush is a pawn for a dark god. Oh, yeah. You know he is. You know, some of those same dark gods were in Africa. You betcha.
Were they visiting there?
They were in Greater Zimbabwe. That's why they found another Stonehenge in Africa.
Really?
You better believe it. Built in about 1200 AD, is a perplexing UN World Heritage Site. It is the heart of the Great Enclosure, a wall comprised of over 5,000 cubic meters of stone, making the perimeter 240 meters high.
Not high, length.
Oh,
I'd be pretty surprised if it's 240
meters.
How did we miss it?
Archaeologists assumed it was once a royal residence. But on Wednesday, archaeologist astronomer Richard Wade of the Nwaki Ridge Observatory, South Africa, presented his new evidence. He claims that Great Zimbabwe was similar function to Stonehenge in England, though much younger. Very, very interesting. So it seems like that sort of knowledge has been floating around the world for a while. In cryptozoological world, not worrying having to worry about threats from the stars, we also have to worry about threats from the deep sea. So we've got Bush trying to kill us on the land. We've got
Aliens in space.
And let's not forget the sea monsters. Yes, a Cthulian fossil much. I'm sorry, this just freaked me out. The fossilized imprints of a creature which lived on the floor of an ancient lake some 500 million years ago suggested that several pairs of... listen to this description. It stood on several pairs of stilt-like legs and grew a set of waving tentacles on its back. Wow, Cthulian fossil much. Even with researchers' name formally described Hallucigenia, that's the name of it, in 1977, they were so confused by its appearance they mistakenly sketched it upside down and back to front. The tentacles were, in fact, its legs, and the legs were really spines on the creature's back.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
That's pretty scary. I want to see a picture, but they don't have it on here. I might have to look elsewhere.
Yeah, no, probably not. But don't worry. Mars, the ancient civilization, has been bombarding us with their spores. Ancient alien life stuff has been found inside of a meteorite that fell to Earth. We just said the meteorite that fell to Earth over northwestern Canada. Oh, my God.
Oh, they're everywhere. Maybe they made those spider webs.
In 2000. Yeah, no shit, eh?
Hey?
Hey, yeah.
Canada?
Yeah, that would be. It contains a previously unseen type of primitive organic material. Was it a spider web that was formed long before our own solar system came into being? That's like a real. That's like really long ago. The finding was published last week in the International Journal of Astrobiology. Wow, there's a fucking field. And the Tangish Lake meteorite fell to Earth over the Yukon Territory. Okay, we're okay then.
Astrobiology. Well, we haven't found anything yet.
We're still looking. No.
Pretty bleak.
Yeah.
Me and Bob in this astrobiology thing.
Yeah. Well, they kind of get really deep into the microscopic shit. Very, very cool. Okay. But they did find some brand new life forms off the coast of Australia, which is kind of cool. Southern Australia research team has discovered several previously unknown plant and animal species on the ocean floor of the Great Australian Blight. The study aims to determine whether Bight's Marine Park is proving effective in preserving the area's biodiversity. Team of the Southern Australia Research Development Institute took fish, plant, and water sediment samples from within the outside marine park. Principal investigator Dr. Newman said the region creatures contain more seafloor species... contains more seafloor species than anywhere else in Australia, which just goes to show that we're still discovering creatures that exist on our planet, because you're dealing with the ocean, which is effectively a planet three times the size of Earth.
Completely unexplored.
Yes,
pretty much.
We all know there's an undersea race that's trying to kill us.
Just haven't found it yet.
Yes.
It's found us, but we
haven't
found it.
And who's working for the undersea races that are trying to kill us? Who?
I don't know.
Who would that be? That would be the cultists. Yep, you betcha.
Oh,
there's more cannibalism running rampantly in the world. The internet connects people with the... this is that guy in Germany.
That's
guy
good
here.
Stuff.
Who is quoted here, the internet connects people with same interests, and sometimes that interest is death. German media are currently in a frenzy over a case that could not have happened in this form 10 years ago. It's a case of two men still only identified by the first names, Armin and Jürgen.
Armin and Jürgen buy our products.
Early last year, Jürgen wrote his testament that he drove hundreds of kilometers to a large estate owned by Armin. When Jürgen arrived, Armin Lemmers was specially designed butcher's room where he asked him to strip naked. With his consent, he cut off Jürgen's penis. Then they ate it together. Wow.
Yum.
So let me get this straight. I'm going to drive here. You're going to cut off my dick, and then the two of us are going to eat my dick. And then he killed Jürgen.
Well, after, once you got no dick.
As your last meal, you get to munch on your own dick, and then he's going to cut his body into pieces, some of which he ate, then he froze the rest to eat later.
It's good eating.
And all of it was recorded on video.
Excellent.
Wow, that's some yummy, yummy shit. Now, you cannot tell me...
Five CD set? DVD set, I mean?
You cannot tell me that guy's not working for someone. That's some outworld shit going on there.
Wow.
And let's not forget the clone race. Yes, the people who actually claim they are working for aliens that come from other planets. I mean, when they're screaming, "Yeah, we work for aliens!" The great race to produce the world's first cloned human baby, who will be the winner? Woo-hoo-hoo. No,
yay.
I'll tell you, no one's gonna be the winner, but we're all gonna be fucking losers, according to controversial Italian gynecologist. That's that fucking guy I was talking about last week, Cervenio, whatever his fucking name is.
Yeah,
the first clone child will be born to Belgrade in January. But Antonio did not address the competing claims by UFO cult that announced that a woman would give birth to the first clone by the end of December.
Go Raelians. You will be the winners.
The first five followers of the first of five followers of the Raelians implanted with clone embryos due to give birth to a girl by the end of the year, according to the millennial cult chief scientist Bridget Bossier. Somebody get me a firearm. Quick, vote from the rooftops. We have five pregnancies underway, of which one is almost due. And they will have the Inn's Mouth look. We will have the first baby soon. Yes, yes, much tentacles from your face. And Bosser, managing director of the group's Las Vegas, Nevada-based Clone Aid project. They're in Vegas. Yeah, they're into gambling. She declined to give an exact birth date, but said the clone baby was due sometime before the end of the year. There's the link. And if you still think they're just running things over in these little weird countries like Italy and that, no. A cultist is running Tokyo right now. Kasuihung Mayor Frank Hasaya yesterday continued to defend his and his wife's religious beliefs, saying freedom of religious belief should be respected and religion can be discussed with rationale. The newly elected mayor of Tokyo, The newly elected mayor of Tokyo and his wife, Yu Fangchi, faced public scrutiny for their close ties with Sung Chi Lee, a notorious cult leader who claims to have supernatural powers, despite a conviction for fraud. Saad told the media in Gosaehun that he and his wife believe in eternal life, and Sung has helped them achieve inner peace through a turbulent world. Religion cannot be analyzed by reason. I believe God exists in the world, Saad said. Okay, so we have a guy who claims to work for dark gods, who says he's got supernatural powers given to him by these dark gods, and now...
To extend life eternally.
To extend his life eternally, and now he's got the mayor of fucking Tokyo in his back pocket. Wow. How do I get my ideas for a book?
That's like a Scientology.
You want a cyberpunk book right there? Neo Tokyo, run by cultists who are in league with dark gods.
You
really can't get too much more than that.
Don't even have to make it up. There it is.
What is there? I wonder if there's a connection here. Honda has a new bipedal robot.
Yeah, they got it refined pretty good.
Yeah,
I saw
like
it on the news.
I have the small. I have the link for it, and I haven't seen it, so I want to see it. Let's go to that one.
Kind of neat.
This is in the kit corner tonight, the only gadget I got for you guys.
Like, it used to be huge and heavy. Remember that Honda robot
that
was white? And
does it transform and turn into Bumblebee?
No, not yet.
Oh, shitty.
It moves pretty scarily.
Let's see.
Still, too.
Understands gestures.
Oh, yeah, it understands face recognition.
Really?
And gestures, and it can walk up to you and talk to you and all that kind of stuff.
Wow, they're really getting down.
It's doing pretty good.
That's a big battery it's got on its back, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
They can't get rid of that.
It'll take a while to reduce that down. It uses a lot of juice, I'm thinking.
Wow, that's looking pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty tight.
It is.
Media review
awesome
from the Skoku Boys. I don't know if you've ever seen this one, but this is pretty sweet. After the show's over tonight, Sim and I will
check
watch
this out. It's nice.
Have you seen this?
I did see it. It's kind of neat.
This is quite possibly the most important political statement I've seen from the Skull Crew Labs guys. And here's an interview with the site's creator, giving you background, a bit of insight into that. So after the show's over, of course, check it out because it's audio. It's like a little flash animation thing. Check it out. No messing with the normals, no daily site check of the day. However, in the H-Hour upcoming events, the anti-war, anti-Bush movement is growing. Now is the time to join if you wish to do that. Okay, I don't particularly recommend protesting, but if you are the protesting type, you can go to the D.C. rally January 18th and look for buses leaving from your town, nearby colleges, or national carpools. Here's two links regarding that if you wish to get involved. Guys, if you go to these rallies, at the very least, bring a goddamn gas mask and keep your fucking head down. And when you see people with big clubs, they are going to try and kill you. Okay? Get the fuck out of there. Do not try to screw around. You don't have any rights. You are going to be attacked if you're at this fucking rally because nobody cares
about
a protester. Your rights
now
are fucking toast. They will drag you through the streets and break you and kill you. Okay? So don't get caught. If you're going to go there, don't get high. Keep your wits about you. Make your statement. And when it starts getting rough, get the fuck out of there. Get the fuck out of there. Really. Okay, I'm not kidding here. All right, I know what I'm talking about. I was trained in how to deal with rioters when I was in the Army. It's not nice. All right, they don't care. They're looking forward to trying to hurt you. All right, so just make sure you keep that in mind. Digital baptism tonight. Whopper's box. His computer. I've been naming
his computer. Cats, computers, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah. Whopper's box is now known as the data mine. Kindling Boy is being renamed tonight to Plotting Squirrel.
Plotting Squirrel.
I like it. I was kind of thinking of something like Poison Cheeto. So I always like Poison Cheeto's name.
I like Poison Cheeto's name.
So I like Plotting Squirrel. I thought that was cool. And Gurkha has a buddy
who
is now just getting into the internet. And he wants to get into computers. And it's
needs
first,
a name.
Needs a name.
Yeah.
And he is now known as the new number two. And that's the underscore new number sign two. The new number two. If he doesn't know what that is, get him to watch a Prisoner episode.
That's
every
right.
single Prisoner episode starts off with a new guy going, "Who are you? I'm the new number two." Sony
rotating every show.
Every show, it's a new number two. So he is the new number two. Very, very cool. In closing tonight, special shouts out.
Wait.
Oh, you have something? Oh, right, the stickers. Oops. Dun, 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 dun.
Oops.
We have a winner. We have a winner.
We have a winner.
Yes, and who's the juice by?
Well, it is by... Let me just get it.
I know his name.
Shade.
Shade is the winner. Juice by Shade. Juice by Shade. Whoa, Shade. Yes,
so
that's right.
We have got a Rant Radio sticker now. We're going to get 1,500 here. Shade's going to get 500 of them.
Wow. And he will post them on his head.
Yeah,
he will
every put time them I on... ship something off, I'm going to put a sticker in for everyone.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. And, of course, who's the guy actually making the stickers?
Let me get that out.
Because the guy who's doing it, I mean, none of this would be possible.
Barcode.
And Barcode, yeah.
Barcode.
Like, huge props to Barcode. Oh. Like, holy shit, guy.
And it's a nice sticker.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. When you look at it, it's not going to be a square sticker with a round thing on it. It'll actually be a round sticker.
Yeah, because it could have been round or square, and this one is the round one.
Yeah, so when you're looking at it, you'll see that it's like, oh, it's black with a round. No, it's actually just going to be the round field. So we think it's very, very cool. We like it a lot. Thank you very much, Shade. Juice by Shade. Woo!
And I'm going to put up all the sticker designs on the website. So if you want to make your own stickers or you want to download a sticker and you didn't think ours was the best choice, another one.
Go
make
hard.
Your own stickers.
Go hard. You betcha. Special shouts to that.
And everyone who entered into it.
Oh, yeah. And there's great some stickers. Sweet-ass designs.
Oh, great stickers.
Very sweet-ass designs. Get two people hooked on the show if you want to help out. If you want to, you know, if you're like, oh, I can't do anything. No, get two people hooked on the show. That's
you
all you got to
do.
The only we want to do the same thing that all the other corporate medias want to do. Rather than register and making you bullshit. Guys, we need your listeners. We need listeners. Just
we
by listening, you're
ears.
Fighting back. Just by listening, you're fighting back. Okay? And when I put my books online, download my books and read them and give them to people. I'm going to put a big disclaimer in the front of my book saying, give the books away!
More people that read it, the better.
I'm here to tell you guys. I'm here to tell you. I am 29 years old right now. I've probably got another good, 60 years left in my body before I kick off without any kind of, without any life modification.
Yes, that's right.
So I would really like to do this for the rest of my life. And if I could somehow get my way into being some kind of open source celebrity, baby.
Because our stuff is not just for people who have money. It's for everyone.
It's for everyone. And we've been committed. You know we're committed. We've been doing it for 4 years
have
now.
Have we proven it enough to you, please?
Like, come on. We're walking the talk. We were here before the dot-com craze. We were during the dot-com craze. We're here after the dot-com craze. And we're never, ever going to go away. No matter how much you beg us. IRC readout going through the IRC tonight. Who stuck around? We have MC 900 Foot Cripple. We have... Snake?
How are we doing?
I'm trying to make my way down. Capone X is up at the top because there's like a bunch of things that aren't people, so I've got to figure out which ones are and are not.
Well, mention Capone X for sure.
Well, Capone X. Then there's Snake, Zandad, Pyro, Abadube, African Love Turtle, and his mom is a Love Turtle. Alien Binary, Al-Anon Zero, Alpha-736, Apan-3, Apoc Workin, Armageddon, Barcode, Becky Blatt, Breaker 1, Drinking, Burger, Case, Coppertop, Kai 23, Del Morcha, Delusion, Dr. Maris, Droopy, Dupster, Evil James, Flip 420, Fud, Fuse, Gorka, Griffin, Guardian, Super Chicken, Holy Grand Grenade, Hybrid Theory, K16, Katana, good name. Kind of similar, but a good one. Kazuma, Kexler Remote, Loser, Mind Pirate, Napkin, Nemesis, Neuralize, New Wave, Ninja.
Ninja.
Because they're making fun of my misspelling of Ninja, you bunch of fucks. Plotting Squirrel, Punk of Evil, Rat Sputin.
That's the new name? Plotting Squirrel.
Plotting Squirrel. Punk of Evil, Rat Sputin, Rose, Roto, Sapphire, Shade. Who is mighty and not to be trifled with.
Mighty. He said you'll like the rest of us, too.
Yeah, they're very
nice.
Great. They're
it was hard to decide.
Yeah, he's really amazing. Sir Dark Sith, a.k.a. Mr. Ants. Sleep for Missy, Sold Out. Good name. Starbaby Strats, Tantrix, Dowdy Cheese, Technophile, Test Subject the Bub, Templar Knight, Transistor Trauma, Trotsky's Ghost, Turmoil, Terrell Sicky, sorry Terrell, Up, Vahamity, who doesn't like Roger Waters, but that's okay, you're probably still cool, VTM, Wiggle Puppy, who is awesome, Whopper, Wraith, Yerky, wait a minute, isn't Wiggle Puppy, no, that's somebody else, Wiggle Puppy, Whopper, Wraith, Yerky, Zoot Sins, Soul Trance, and I Like It Rough.
Rough.
Make it rough. And after Come Join Us Tonight, we are going to be playing It's a Miracle by Roger Waters, a song I'm dedicating to Soul Trance and Trotsky's Ghost for all the links they've sent me. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And if somebody could actually scour the web looking for more paranormal stuff, I can always use that too. Because after all, we are the first and last line of defense against the outworld gods trying to destroy us. We know it's true. You know it's true. So, until next week... Where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were never going to. Well,
oh, let's start again.
Oh, my God!
What the aliens have
something
brain.
Inside of my mind. So stick around after. Come join us. That's when we're playing the song. And where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to. Weren't never there. Where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. All you wanna do is change your mind. All you need to do is open your eyes. Come join us. Oh, oh, oh.
haven't seen them yet. They got Pepsi in the Andes. They got McDonald's in Tibet. Yosemite's been turned into a golf course for the Japs and the Dead Sea. It's a life rap between the Tigris and the Euphrates. There's a leisure center now. They got all kinds of sports. They got the Bermuda shorts. They had sex in Pennsylvania. A Brazilian grew a tree. And a doctor in Manhattan saved a dying man for free. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a miracle, another miracle. By the grace of God Almighty and the pressures of the marketplace, the human race has civilized itself. It's a miracle.
Piano lid comes down and breaks his fucking lid.